Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, hello and good evening, everyone. I am Jeff Wise. I'm your host. Okay, hello. Oh, wow, I'm not even sure what just happened there, but I guess this is a good thing that this isn't a live show. So, anyway, back to business here. What we were talking about is can the Cowboys move without Ezekiel Elliott, and that's the title of our show for tonight, and I'm sure that everybody knows what's going on with Elliott. It's been all in the news. I'm not going to beat a dead horse with any of that information. The only thing that I will say is this. I find it rather unfortunate, and it's unrealistic for most people to put the expectations on some of these young kids that they do, thinking that they're going to give them money and suddenly they're just going to become this person that we know that doesn't really exist, but it's a maturation process. In other words, people simply have to grow up. It's not like you're going to take a bunch of seeds and throw them out in your backyard and come outside. There's going to be a tree. Life just does not work that way. But anyway, for those of you who want to give me a call, 2180. And it looks like I have a caller on the line. So let me see if I can figure out how to make this caller go live. Okay, caller, can you hear me? I'm looking at 717-982-2003. Caller, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Yes, I can.
Okay. Can you hear me?
How are you today? I can hear you.
Good.
So, anyway.
I'm fine today.
This is what our subject is today. We're talking about whether the count without Ezekiel Elliott. What are your thoughts on that particular subject?
Well, I don't think it makes – one individual doesn't make a whole squad. And I'm thinking that whether or not they bench Elliott for what he has done or not, the Cowboys will be just fine because they also have another running back that can not as much fill issues but can – provide what the Cowboys need to win a game.
You know, it's funny that you say that. I'm going to go ahead, and I totally agree with you there, because one of the things that I pointed out as I was talking to someone before, and I said, you know, this Dallas Cowboys football team has probably the best backup running back scenario than any team in the National Football League in Darren McFadden and Alfred Morris. So it's not like – now, don't get me wrong, and this doesn't take anything away from the abilities that Elliott has. And I think that you and I have talked on a few different levels about Ezekiel Elliott and some of the things that he brings to the table as a player. But go ahead.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm here.
Hello? Yeah. So anyway, go ahead.
Yeah,
finish your point.
My point is – I just think that the Cowboys would be fine because they do have other running backs that can also do a running game, perhaps not as well
right,
as Elliott, but probably not at that level,
and
but
you're right.
They're good.
And that's the thing. I think that that's what happens to most people. They get caught up in and they look at the game in such one-dimensional terms. In other words, they don't see, like you said, you know, you're alluding to the idea that this is a team sport. And so what it takes in order to win this game is team effort. And that's what the Dallas
exactly.
Cowboys definitely have. They have depth, right. And so, you know, here's the thing. When I looked at them in 2015, they fell apart, you know, because they had lost some players at, you know, critical skill positions. But you know what? That running back position still seemed to be intact. And in order for the Cowboys to really fall off, what would have to happen is Witten would have to stop getting open. Dez would have to stop winning his matchups. Beasley would have to stop winning his matchups. The offensive line would have to stop protecting and opening up holes in the run game. Dak would have to start throwing a whole bunch of interceptions, and I don't see any of those things happening. So
I don't foresee that happening either, because you also have
– Exactly. And say that again?
I said you also have Jason Witten, too, that is
exactly.
right there.
And Jason Witten is just – right. He's just one of those players that just has that it factor. So, yeah, I mean, I think that this team is going to be in pretty good shape. I don't think – again, I'm not – and it doesn't take away from what Ezekiel Elliott is able to do, but –
Absolutely
again,
not.
I'm not look right, right. But I'm not looking at this like, you know, the Cowboys are going to be in, you know, disarray without the services of Elliott. And then, you know, here's the other thing that people need to keep in mind. Football is not one of those games where teams at the beginning of the season generally hit the ground running. So everyone is going to have their little, you know, nicks and, you know, their shortcomings coming into the season. No one is going to come into the season 100%. My thing is we're going to need Ezekiel Elliott at the end of the season. When it is time to play grown man football, when you got to kick the door in and you got to put your foot down and you got to say, guess what? We can run the ball. We're going to run the ball in this cold weather. It's nothing you can do about it, and we're just going to keep doing it because we're the Cowboys. That's what I see this team doing. So, you know what, though, these early games, you know what, that's fine. And I, like I told folks last season, when we lost to the Giants game one, I told them, I said, these Cowboys are getting ready to do something special. And then they went on an 11-game run. That's almost 3 months of winning.
Right.
So, yeah, again, I don't foresee this team falling down anytime soon. So
I don't either.
All right. Yeah. So now, listen, this is so, again, because this is just like a preview show. So now this is what I'm looking at. Like right now it has your phone number on the screen. And, you know, of course, I'm in the host queue. So now let me ask you something. What I'm going to do is I'm going to hit this button that says mute, and when it mutes it, tell me if it and I'm going to click the button, and then when I click back on, I want you to tell me what you heard.
I heard nothing.
Okay, did it say mute? It didn't say that.
I don't have my phone right on me.
No, I mean, I'm just wondering if it said it in your ear. Okay, I'm going to click it again. And when I click it, I want you to tell me if you can still hear me talking. Okay, hold on. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay, so I've muted you. I just want to know if you can still hear me talking, like, because my cue is showing that you're on the line and saying that your whole time right now is at 10 minutes and it's counting. Okay, now I'm going to unmute you. So I'm just wondering, like, if you were on mute, if you could still hear the show. All right, hold on. Did you hear all of that?
Yeah, I heard that.
Hello? You heard everything I said?
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay, good.
I heard that.
Good. All right. So that means that if I got callers up here, if you're talking, if I'm talking and I hit these headphone things, it'll put you on mute. If I hit the microphone, it puts you back so that I know that I'm talking. So I'm just making sure that all my screens are right.
Right.
Okay, let me see something. Okay, so now in a few minutes here, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to see if I'm able to call you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to kick you out of my queue real quick. I only got like 2 minutes left on this. I'm going to kick you out of my queue because I'm going to hang up. When I hang up, just hang up your phone. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to call you back from my blog number.
Okay.
And I just want to see if it works. Okay?
All right.
Okay, well, let me call out. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead on and the show, again, this was just a preview show just to see how everything worked together. Just wanted to make sure that I could get it to go in the right direction, and have a good night.